Okay, good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
And welcome to 3CR, and thank you for offering to talk to us today.
Most welcome.
You're from the movement called Walk Together.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, tell us a bit more, because it's not a very well-known group. I think it's a fairly new one, is it?
So Walk Together is an event that's been happening for a few years now, and it's organised by a group called Welcome to Australia.
All right, okay.
So Welcome to Australia was founded a number of years ago, essentially to engage ordinary Australians with a task of to increase the culture of welcome in our country. So given the sort of the politics of fear and division and all those sorts of things that have been going around for the last couple of years, Welcome to Australia kind of acts to bring positive media to the stories of refugees and asylum seekers, people of all different backgrounds in our community, and to sort of value that. So, yeah, the Walk Together event is sort of one way to sort of declare the Australia that we want to be, which is, you know, known for generosity and compassion and diversity. So,
Is it a group of church groups that are building it, or is it just a bunch of independents?
No, it's a bunch of independents. So it transcends across all different faith groups. And so we've got representatives from many different, you know, religious and non-religious groups that are involved. So sporting people, media ambassadors as well from different TV shows and radio hosts. So, yeah, it's across all different aspects of our communities in Australia.
So what's actually going to happen? You're going to gather at the State Library or Fed Square?
So we're actually gathering at Parliament Steps to begin with.
Yes.
That's all right. So we'll be at Parliament Steps at 11 o'clock, and there'll be a welcome to country there from one of the Wurundjeri elders. And then from there, we'll begin the walk, and that will go down Burke Street and then up Swanson Street, and we'll finish at the State Library steps. And so there we'll have a couple of speakers, including we've got Richard Di Natale, and we've also got Missy Higgins, who'll be playing as well. And there'll be a couple other cultural performances too. That's the event that's happening in Melbourne. It's actually happening in about 30 different cities around Australia. And it's actually just started in the US for the first time this year as well. So quite an expanding movement, which is exciting.
Starting in the US at a time like this. Maybe it's crucial it does happen there.
It's the perfect time for it, right?
Sounds like a very timely thing, but how successful they're going to be is going to be interesting because of the conflict situations being set up by the elections, as we were talking before.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the thing. I mean, there's just so much talk of division and fear and all that in media across all around the world these days. And so it's important that, you know, events that bring people together and share and celebrate, diversity exist so that people don't feel as marginalized and know that there are people out there that are welcoming and want to give people a sense of belonging despite their background. So,
are you involved with the refugee movement at all?
I've been involved here and there, so with like a couple of different material aid programs. So Welcome to Australia has some material aid programs in some other states. Mm-hmm. It's not as largely established in Victoria. It's still sort of, in Melbourne, you know, we've got a lot of other organisations that have those programs that exist already. When I lived in Adelaide, which was where Australia actually started, there are a couple of different programs. So ones where we have welcoming families, so setting up people with new arrivals and just helping them to settle in, helping them with, material aid, so organising basics like beds and fridges and all that sort of stuff for people that are, new to the country.
Mm-hmm. And so in between the marches on an annual basis, that's the sort of stuff you do, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're a group of individuals who are really doing it on a voluntary basis. You don't have full-time staff organising this event.
I personally am volunteering, and so are the others that are organising the walk on Saturday. Welcome to Australia has just started hiring a couple of people as full-time positions, but it's still like just a couple of people or in different states. So I think they've got a couple of projects that they're starting to invest a lot more time into. And so that should be coming up in the next few months or so. I think there'll be some more announcements about that in the future.
Okay, so the march is this Saturday?
Yes, that's right. Saturday at 11 a.m. at Parliament Steps.
Parliament Steps. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Sam, for being available.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Hopefully people will turn up and make this a good statement to our political leaders who are not so welcoming.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thanks, Sam.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye.